I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. Welcome into the Bag Room. I'm Ryan Ballengee. It's great to have you here. Junus Khan is our guest. He is the head man at Carbitex, and they have done a really cool collaboration with Painter Golf. So they may be a company you are not familiar with today, but they are a company you should be familiar with and will be in the future. Junus, thanks for joining us. First, can you tell us about Carbitex, the company, and the primary products that you make for footwear?
Sure, Ryan, great to be here. Thanks for inviting me to have a conversation with you. Yeah, so Carbitex started as a company focusing on like next generation carbon fiber, you know, composite materials. We worked in a lot of different industries in the early years, but we realized that like a really great fit for our technology is in footwear. And a lot of people hear about carbon fiber in footwear. You know, it made its kind of debut a little while ago, but definitely kind of the resurgence a few years ago with, you know, what happened in the running space. But what's different with our technology is that really what it comes down to is carbon fiber is helping to augment the stiffness of a shoe, right? And there's a whole bunch of reasons why that matters, and it matters differently depending on the sport. And the unique part about our technology is that we can control when it gets stiff during certain motions instead of it being stiff all the time.
So when you're creating the footwear, the piece that goes in, the carbon fiber piece, not trying to give away the secret sauce, but does that achieve with different weaving patterns, or how do you kind of create something dynamically different? Because I think most people hear carbon fiber and they think stiff as a board, really firm, doesn't really move a whole lot.
Totally. Yeah. So, you know, our technology is patented. People can go, you know, look it up. So effectively, also what makes us a bit unique is that there's a traditional way to kind of control stiffness with carbon fiber composites. The way that happens is you take different layers of materials at, like, say, the simplest form at different sizes. So as you stack them up, you get kind of a gradient. But with our technology, we can have layers of that composite. It's all the same across the entire composite. But depending on how it's being bent, certain layers will act like they're not even there.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
And are there different applications to that for different types of athletic motions?
Absolutely. So there's, you know, ideas around efficiency, right? So how do you like save energy for, say, something like endurance sports? And then like, how do you generate more power for things like, you know, swinging golf club, for example? And those things require different support or different stiffness or augmentation of the footwear. And so for a long time, of course, you know, we know about traction, we know about cushioning, we know about fit, all these things that are really important. And carbon fiber isn't the solution. It's just one part of that equation that should arrive at a solution, which is a better overall product for, you know, the consumer.
Over probably the last decade and a half, there's been a lot more emphasis on comforting golf shoes, getting away from kind of traditional materials, moving toward EVAs and foams and the combination of those things to create something that's a little bit lighter weight, has a lot of comfort and can kind of return energy to the golfer, but that may have come at a certain cost. Is carbon fiber something that allows you to kind of get to maybe people who kind of prefer the old school feel of a golf shoe without having to go through the set of materials that maybe weren't quite as comfortable?
Sure, exactly. Right? Because it's the overall picture, right? You can maybe create something that really optimizes your golf swing and generate a ton of power. But maybe that's like three or four or five times. But then you walk, you know, you're walking 18 holes and your feet are getting tired because you're wearing shoes that don't accommodate for the comprehensive, you know, nature of that sport or activity. And that was kind of the aha moment for us when it comes to allowing it to get stiff only when you need it, but allowing flexibility when you're walking or when you need different kind of to account for different types of motions as well. I mean, I have a couple plates here. I can kind of do a little, like, if you'd like to see them.
Be great. Yeah, I think everyone would love to see a demo of it, at least kind of better understand how it all works. It works as a system, obviously.
So we'll start off in a really simple form of our technology, which is just a flat plate. And I don't have a traditional carbon fiber plate here, but in essence, like, if you were to bend a traditional carbon fiber plate this way and bend it this way, it would be equally as stiff. But, you know, like, the foot is a very asymmetric thing, right? We want it to bend one way when we're walking, but we want support and stability that usually come in the opposite direction. And so if you think about, for our technology, really stiff, a lot of protection and stability, but when you go to walk, it's super flexible. And so, again, that's for walking. It's for more of this notion where if you want stability and protection, the current trade-off is you're going to get something typically that's heavier, thicker, and stiffer in the forefoot, like a great hiking boot.
Sure. Yeah.
But every time you take a step in that hiking boot, you're using a lot more energy because of that stiffness. And so what we do there is just kind of eliminate that compromise. But then when it comes to athletic activities, where, you know, it's a different type of, let's say, performance or benefit, where, you know, that joint in our foot, like where our big toe is, that MTP joint, that is like, it's not a magical joint, but it's an important joint. And we want to make sure that, like, say, we don't over-rotate on that joint. Because, like, as humans, like, we are a great jack of all trades, right? Like, it's why, you know, people can, you know, go to yoga and then go boxing, right? Like, we're kind of good at everything, but it means that we're not really optimized for any of these activities. And so, you know, for example, if you're swinging a golf club and you over-rotate on that MTP joint, you can reduce the amount of power you can put down. But if you want to reduce that, oftentimes you're going to use, let's say, like a stiffer plate. And so if you're reducing that to try to, like, reduce to, say, you only want it to bend to, say, 30 degrees, just as an example. If you have a stiff plate, it's going to take a lot of work to get to that 30 degrees when all you're trying to do is reduce that over rotation. And then if you're walking around, you know, again, you're walking around in something stiffer. With our GearFlex technology, you have something that is really flexible below that angle. But as soon as you get to that 30 degrees or whatever it needs to be for the application, it gets really stiff. And that's kind of the magic. It's like you get that performance, but only when you need it.
How much time did it take to develop the application for golf? And then how did Painter come to meet you guys and meet you in the middle?
Yeah, so great question. So no matter what the sport or activity is, you have these kind of like fundamental movements, right? Like, you know, whether it's like a twisting or a lunge motion or a hinge motion. And so there's like a set of those, and then two or more of those is like a complex movement, like swinging a golf club or taking a jump shot. And a collection of those complex movements equals a sport or activity. And so we take that and go all the way back down to the small subset of fundamental movements, determine which one is most important for the sport or activity, and then kind of focus in on that. You know, Painter, I believe this was a little bit before I had come back to be operating at the company, but, you know, kind of reached out to us. And the collaboration has been amazing, you know, because, again, like, we're not providing something that's like magic where it's like, okay, here, take this, put it in. It's going to work. It's an ingredient, right? And like, if you're making a, you know, if you're cooking dinner, depending on what you're cooking, it depends on what ingredients you want to put in and how much of that ingredient you want to put in. And so, you know, for the guys at Painter who, you know, really want to create a better product, looked at every part of it. We were fortunate to be one part of that. And knowing that, you know, controlling the bending stiffness of a shoe is really important. It's just as important as cushioning, you know, just as important as traction. And knowing that our technology enables that to be controlled in a way that hasn't been able to be controlled before was kind of the point in which we were started collaborating. And then from there, it's a lot of sampling, right? Like, okay, we can say, here's kind of bending stiffness that we think could work. But once it goes into a shoe, it changes everything, right? It changes like how it gets stiff. Because again, we're just one part of the shoe. We're not, you know, and it's a system thing. And so for us to be able to collaborate with a brand like Painter, and then of course, you know, for them to work with Jason Day, who's like trialing things and providing that feedback. Because ultimately, we can test everything in a lab, but if somebody doesn't experience a benefit and like measure a benefit and then feel better, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. And so what we just try to do in the lab setting is to get to the point where it's less iterations to get to kind of something that we know is actually better. And it's been a great collaboration with Painter, back and forth for quite a while.
What does that back and forth look like? And then throw in Jason Day to it, who's known famously as a guy who goes very deep on his equipment, head to toe, every club in his bag. What's that feedback loop look like? And then kind of turnaround time from, all right, here's what Jason said, here's what so-and-so said from Painter. We have to make these alterations and then try that.
So luckily we have a few guys at Carbtex, mainly one guy who's really an avid golfer. And he's also happens to be the one who is our VP of product development with the brands. His name is Patrick Sinner, awesome guy. And he was really the conduit between working with the guys at Painter, who obviously would provide the feedback back from Jason, look at the designs, determine, Jason's feeling like it'd be better if the stiffness kind of came on a little bit earlier. So it's like, okay, like let's change the angle and the radius of the plate. Let's send some more back, or like let's send like three different ranges of that. Because our material, we produce it in panels versus having to individually lay it up, we can be pretty quick at like the prototyping side and getting those versions out, usually inside a few days or a week.
From here, what learnings did you at Carbtex take away from the golf motion and how you might iterate upon it yourselves and may use it in the future?
Sure. For us, we look at like the first principles of like biomechanics and how our material influences that. And so, when we work with a brand, it's really working with them to tune for their application. So for us, I would say there wasn't something surprising. It was more like confirmatory.
Okay.
And I think, it's just exciting for, them to come out with this, with GearFlex in their play, in their shoes, and it'd be for their signature, pro athlete. So that's been really exciting. And, the efficiency of, working back and forth, there are some takeaways, but every company works differently. Every company has their own process, but to work directly with the guys who, run the brand and are, the heart and soul behind the brand. And for us, we're a small team. It was a great overall experience for sure.
Is there a hope that overall that being associated with Painter Golf and maybe getting this introduction to the golf market for some people who might not be familiar with the brand will help put Carbtex top of mind for other activities that they're doing, see the Carbtex name and go, all right, I'm interested now?
Definitely, right? We're kind of one of the few branded ingredients in footwear, right? You can have like Gore-Tex and Vibram and BOA, which is obviously huge in golf. But it has to start somewhere. And, they're building that momentum of, okay, well, I see the value of this technology in the shoe. Oh, wow, it's in this running shoe or in this trail running shoe or this weightlifting shoe. I think the short answer to your question is yes, absolutely. And it's what's exciting for us as well, because we truly obviously believe in what we have and what we can offer. And so being able to, benefit, a golfer or a runner, weightlifter, kind of you name the sport, is kind of, intrinsically exciting to us.
One last one, and you mentioned BOA earlier, and they've obviously crafted a really nice niche for themselves in the world of footwear by being a premium, unique component on the lacing side. Is that where you would like to see Carbtex be positioned in the long haul, as something that's part of a premium component that when a consumer knows that they're buying into that, they may pay a little bit more, but they're going to get that additional benefit on top of the whatever shoe construction that they're using?
Yeah, absolutely. I think any new technology always starts off, premium, and can take a while for it to kind of trickle down. But the overall goal in the next handful of years is, yes, building that same connotation of, okay, I see it. I know that it's different. I know that it's better. Here's how I've experienced it. So there's that recognition. And of course, that takes that for sure takes a lot of time. But that is definitely kind of the pathway for us. And just like Gore-Tex has done, and some other of the branding ingredients over the years.
Junus, thanks so much for taking the time to do this. For people who might want to take an even deeper dive into Carbitex, the technology behind it, even maybe a little bit of an interactivity component to it, where can they go for more information?
Sure. So carbitex.com. It's a CARBITEX.com.
Thanks so much for taking the time with us. Really appreciate it. Congrats on the collaboration, and hopefully we'll be talking some more Carbitex and golf shoes again soon.
Awesome. Ryan, it's great to have a conversation, and I hope so too.